talking today with Stephen Mercer with the U.S. Wheat Group, and you guys talk to us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so we're the export market development organization for the wheat industry. We work with 17 state commissions, including the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, and the funding comes from producers through their state checkoffs. And that allows us to apply for funds from the Foreign Agricultural Service of USDA to help us develop export markets for U.S. wheat.
And you mentioned that you work with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte, one of our favorite folks. So what is it that you guys can do together?
Yeah, so it's a real important partnership between producer organizations like that group and U.S. Wheat Associates, because it truly is a public-private partnership. Without the support of producers through those checkoffs, we wouldn't be able to apply for these funds. Mm-hmm. And every dollar that that commissions put in, farmers put in, returns $2.50 in FAS funds. Mm-hmm. And that really allows us to be present in many, many different markets around the world. It allows us to have 13 offices around the world. We basically promote wheat 24/7 somewhere around the world.
And you mentioned you've got a couple of pretty fun events coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be talking with and participating with a group of other ag folks in the U.S., many different commodities represented, to talk about potential changes to the World Trade Organization that will benefit U.S. producers and producers around the world. That organization is really critical in terms of developing the rules of trading to make it as fair as possible for producers like wheat producers and other agricultural producers and trade in general. And there's been some challenges. They've had some challenges the last few years. And so our goal is to help to represent the position of U.S. wheat producers and producers, ag producers there. Hopefully to see some changes in dispute settlements. You can bring a dispute to the World Trade Organization, as the U.S. did against China in the wheat business. Mm-hmm. China was not filling. They have a tariff rate quota. And their agreement with the WTO when they joined was to import 9.6 million metric tons of wheat. They've never filled that in the past until last year after the Phase 1 agreement. But they're slow again this year. So things like that. So we brought this dispute. The U.S. won that case. And now we're in a position where there's they're challenging the agreement, and so there's a method to that that needs to be improved. So that's one of the things that we'll be working toward.
Well, you mentioned you guys wrapped up your meeting. Were some of those things the takeaways that you kind of heard from at the meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of them. We were just pleased to hear that Vietnam decided to eliminate a tariff mm-hmm. on U.S. wheat. And actually, there's a fair amount of hard red winter wheat exported to Vietnam by containers, small amounts through the Texas Gulf. So it's quite possible that some of that is coming out of Oklahoma. Vietnam is a big potential market. It was the last country that was actually applying a tariff on U.S. wheat, and they were letting Australian wheat and Canadian wheat in without tariffs, because they're part of the regional trade agreement there. So that's we've learned about that this week. The board also meets regularly, and so it was a good meeting. We met with the National Association of Wheat Growers as well.
What are some things coming up that you're looking forward to or that you're excited about?
Well, actually, now you might not think this would be an issue to Oklahoma producers, but in the Pacific Northwest, about half of the wheat that's exported goes out via the Snake Columbia River system. And there's a real threat to the dams, several dams in the Snake River. And so we're involved with that. NOG is working on that domestically. And it really presents a threat to the river system that we all rely on very much. And so we're engaged with that. you know, we're also engaged in rail transportation. Mm-hmm. Rail is obviously a big part of basis, export basis for wheat. We want to see competition there with the merger that's being discussed now between Kansas City Southern and Canadian Pacific. That could have a real effect on producers in Oklahoma. I mean, it could potentially allow Canadian wheat to come out of the north central region down to the Gulf, so a little easier. So it's a competitive situation. We want to make sure that that merger is competitive as possible. Gives better rates to wheat producers and other grain shippers.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to another good growing season.
Yeah, we definitely are. No doubt about it. Oklahoma did pretty well.
Yeah.
That was great because it was well needed because of the drought in the northern regions that cut into the spring wheat market. And so it's been opportunity for hard red winter, but also hard white as well.
Well, that makes sense, too, because you were talking about the drought. You know, Oklahoma actually somehow managed to have pretty good wheat weather this year, and that doesn't always happen.
No, that's right. It was somewhat unusual, definitely. It's great to see that, definitely. Clearly, it's a great time to have wheat to sell.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for visiting with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.